This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So I'm like, you know, okay, I'll do it. Let's just talk about the appearance fee and stuff. And they're like, well, this is like church. Like, will you just speak at like your family's church? And it's just like, they're so high and mighty about like morals and stuff.
Yeah.
But then when it comes right down to it, like it turns out they actually want you to be a slave.
Yeah. The most immoral thing.
Hey, welcome to the Hollywood Handbook,
what
Insider's
up,
Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names of the Red Carpet Lineback Hallways of this industry we call showbiz. I'm Hayes Davenport. I'm here with Sean Clements.
And I'm so sorry, Hayes. I what upped over you saying the subtitle to our show. Sometimes I forget that's going to happen. But now let's get a nice clean what up to all our Hollywood Handbook listeners.
And we are excited to report that you may recall that engineer Sam a few episodes ago was let go from the show with cause for breaking his own motorcycle and not being able to make it to the studio on time. So we had to...
He got mad, smashed his motorcycle, made up some cockamamie story, and ultimately came to us in tears, came clean about what happened, and we decided to be generous.
And so he is back in the studio and
on a trial basis,
and he made a generous donation to the show, and we appreciate that from all our listeners.
And speaking of generous donation to the show, just to get this out of the way right up top, I don't think we're going to do it at the end of the show. Please buy the pro version. And this month, if you buy the pro version, you will get your very own Hollywood Hambook, which is a series of photographs of all the different spiral cut hams that Hayes and I have made for our joint holiday feasts over the past few years. Mm-hmm. And these are some really gorgeous hams, glazed and I don't know what else.
And we also have, when Engineer Sam was fired, we gave him a motorcycle, sort of a parting gift for all engineers. Now that he's back, obviously now we have this motorcycle to give away for just anyone who buys the pro version.
Vroom, vroom.
We wanted to quickly dig into some blind items. This is a segment that we really love to do called Draw the Blinds Up, where we take real blind items from the internet, the little pieces of gossip where they don't name names of who they're about.
And I like to say it. I like to say, draw the blinds up.
And we name them. We take these blind items and we name names.
Well, because it's a lot of half-truths being pushed around Hollywood by all these gossip mongers. Mm-hmm. And Hayes and I think it's something of a responsibility. We are at all the parties. We do see what really goes down. We do know the context for a lot of it. So rather than having you guessing and wondering at some of these stories, why don't you get the straight dope from your good friends, Sean and Hayes?
It's a biblical message that we try to follow. We're both very spiritual, and
I'm so spiritual. I mean, I'm 1/8 Navajo, and so it's like I'm just so connected.
It's all the same God to you, just like.
And there's a ton of them. Like there's a ton of gods, and it's all one God. An eagle is a god. And at the
just
same
a blade
time,
of grass is a god.
Yeah, a pile of water could be a god.
And you know the passage in the Bible of like, let the light shine in, and there.
Love the Bible.
And there,
there on the blade of grass
is the truth to be found.
So yes.
So let's start with
so good.
Let's start with the first blind item. It's from blindgossip.com, and the headline is, He Made Her a Different Person. Ariana Grande just won a People's Choice Award for Favorite Breakout Artist. In the new issue of Teen Vogue, she talks about the negative effects a former relationship had on her. I was dating a boy who made me a different person, and my family was like, you've lost your light, you are constantly distracted. If I waited too long to text him back, it was the end of the world, and it was just a very unhealthy relationship.
What's the name of this site? Blind Gossip?
Yeah.
Should be Deaf, Dumb, and Blind Gossip, because they weren't listening to what really went on. They're dumb idiots, and Blind Gossip is already the name. I think it's straight up irresponsible the way they report her talking about our friend Peyton Manning that way.
Yeah.
Now, he's got a family, number one. So, yeah. Of course, he wants you to text back right away because he might be, like, not with his wife. Maybe she just went to the bathroom or something. And he
sure, if he is
back.
Texting you, that, like, means he has a window.
If he texts you, is it on? Like, you got to let him know, yes or no, because otherwise he'll probably go do something with his kids or whatever.
And she was actually being pretty demanding at the time in their relationship, asking that he not spend so much time with his best friend, Papa John Schnatter.
Which was really the line, or I'm sorry, was really the straw that really hurt the camel on this relationship, because it broke its whole back.
Because he was there. Papa John has been there he predates the relationship with Ariana from the beginning. Like, that's his best friend. And there's sort of a package deal. This is what people know. If you enter into a relationship with Peyton, you have to accept that he is going to be on the road a lot, that he has a wife and children, and that his best friend is Papa John Schnatter.
Yeah.
And they're going to be on the phone a lot.
If you're going to make him choose between you and Papa John Schnatter, you're going to find yourself sitting on the curb waiting for a ride. Because he's going to leave you on the side of the road, which is what he did, which is why she said such nasty things. And I hate degrading women. But bros do come before hoes.
Yes.
In this particular instance.
It makes me angry. I don't like that it's that way. And I think that society has some thinking to do.
But if you think about it, if you think about who gets to get on lifeboats first,
mm-hmm.
when a ship is sinking,
yes.
then that's hoes before
is that,
bros.
Is that,
I hate that word, hoes. But is that sexist?
Is that sexist? Yes, that's the question.
Shouldn't it be who's strong enough to, like, get the lifeboat and punch everybody else out?
Just hit him with a big oar.
Yeah, punch him out, hit him with an oar. Whatever you need to get on the lifeboat. It's called a lifeboat, not a friggin' chick boat.
Here's a blind item from Radar Online. This one alleges that a world-famous actress overdosed on a drug and booze combination, and her seizure was caught on video. She's still alive, and the clip is being presented in court as part of a child custody battle, and the site declines to name the actress. There's a couple of points of confusion on this one because we were actually in the room for this.
And drinking a lot of the booze and taking a lot of the drugs. Mm-hmm.
I think I know sort of how this happened. I know that Eli Manning dressed up as a lady for Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this blind item or whoever's reporting on this saw Peyton.
Uh-huh.
Confused him for Eli.
Saw Peyton, remembered Eli,
mm-hmm.
remembered that Saturday Night Live sketch where he's dressed as a woman,
mm-hmm.
and wrote down that it was an actress.
And made the connection, like, this is that actress that I saw on TV. When it was Peyton Manning.
And it wasn't a seizure, it was a cool new dance. Mm-hmm. It was due to the drug and booze
drugs
cocktail.
And alcohol, that's what made him dance so well.
That's what let the inhibitions go. And this is what's so great about drugs and alcohol, mm-hmm. better living through chemistry, some people say. you can actually release your inhibitions and experience life from another dimension almost.
It lets you do things that you wouldn't necessarily, that you'd be too scared to do.
Well, it's a perspective you just wouldn't have.
Yes.
I mean, your brain doesn't naturally have that perspective. So when you're able to sort of peek in, you know, through this other world, you know, where you're drunk or high, it's like, how fucking exhilarating is that?
Because the truth is, if you read the books and if you look at the science, we actually only do use 10% of our brain, just the front part. And when you drink a beer or if you do like a big drug, it opens up, it activates, like little sparks kind of go off in different parts of your brain, and now you're starting to use things.
Now you're using 12%, 15%. Oh, now you're using 76%, and you're doing such an amazing dance that all of a sudden you look like you're having a seizure to some idiot who doesn't know the difference between Peyton Manning and an actress, Eli Manning.
Let's get into one more blind item. This is from Defamer. The headline is, which Hollywood star tried to bribe the CIA for $50,000 of cocaine? In a new book written by a 34-year CIA employee, he makes some shocking allegations about an unnamed Hollywood movie star who was willing to spy in exchange for primo drugs. He says the actor approached the agency and somehow knew that another big star's production company had an association with the CIA's clandestine service over the years. Now, this guy was offering his own name and services to us in exchange for the best $50,000 stash of cocaine they could find. And that actually that is correct. That was
That was Aziz.
We're going to be right back with our guest, Grace Helbig. She's a new media celebrity. She has a lot of YouTube fans, and she's going to talk to Sean and I about how, if we wanted to, which we don't, to sort of expand our profile into the YouTube sphere. Coming right up on Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
My fist on the table, and I go, Paula, Dean, if you use that word again, I'm not giving you any more of my Meemaw's recipes.
Yeah.
Well, she called my bluff. I called her.
Uh-huh. What was the word?
I don't remember, actually.
Hey!
Hey!
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Very exciting guest we have today for a couple reasons. Grace Helbig is here.
Yay!
Right?
Yeah, I am here.
Grace is a sort of a new media celebrity. The people who listen to our show might not be acquainted with who you are because
sure.
We tend to deal in the
old
traditional media of...
Right.
Movies, television, music...
Mm-hmm. Terrestrial radio...
But you're on the internet.
Yeah, I'm on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time.
But it doesn't mean you're not a celebrity. It's just a different kind of celebrity.
It's new. It's new territory.
But you've never done an Earwolf podcast before, is that right?
That is correct. I have never done an Earwolf podcast.
So I guess this is a good time for all the other podcasts to line up and... One by one, they can suck these.
Wow.
And when he says these, he's pointing to an area on his body that is, it's bulbous and
it's there.
It's generous.
It's there.
And so...
So let's see who's
So let's see
first.
What podcast... Because this is a very cutting edge guest to have. We're kind of ahead of the curve, so let's talk about who's behind the curve. Who's up first for us?
Jeff Garland is first in line. By the way, Jeff Garland, better luck next time getting Grace Helbig as a guest.
Well, okay.
Fogel Nest Files.
How about Old Fogey Nest Files? Because you don't have a cutting edge new wave new media guest.
Wow.
Professor Blastoff.
Professor. Take a hike, buddy.
Totally lame. I think that one speaks for itself.
Yeah, nothing to do with that one. Totally lame. That's right. You nailed it the first time.
How did this get made?
How did you not get this good guest?
this seems like you guys should be more supportive of the other shows.
Well, they know what they did, and they know what they're going to have to do in the future, which is one by one line up, get downtown, and suck
now
on these.
Now you're both pointing.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Grace.
Yes.
As we were saying, Sean and I, we've done ventures for television and movies and things of that. We could go on all day about how what the best way is to get into those.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. That is what
and
we do.
And we have, and we've done it earlier on this show, and we'll do it on the next show, but that's not what you're here to talk about.
What we're interested in is, primarily for our listeners, this is not something that we don't really need to get into this ourselves, but for all the listeners out there to try and become new media celebrities like you,
right?
What the best way is to go about it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of ways that you can go about creating a presence for yourself online.
Cool.
Okay, so let's just say I don't know why I would. I want to now get into the online space, just as a guy. So what would the first thing you have me do?
Okay, well, the first thing, do you have a Twitter account or a YouTube account?
Those seem great. Benjamin runs a lot of my web presence for me.
Okay.
That's my second assistant.
Okay.
So I don't...
Where would we go if we wanted to get
if we
one?
Wanted to get
who
one.
Do we talk to? Where do we go for something?
Okay,
like
let's pretend I don't, for the sake of argument.
Okay, for the sake of argument, well, the obvious first step is just to get your computer and open
great,
it.
Beautiful, yes,
awesome, and that's and here it is. That's right here
in the computer.
Now that's a book. That's not a computer. Your computer's the
well. It's a book about computers.
Yes, what? Yes.
So in a way, it is.
And I've heard them called MacBooks.
It's true. That is true.
But I have the computer, Hayes, and it's right here.
That's a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just drinking out of it.
Okay. Oh, right. Well, this is then the juice for the computer.
No. Okay. Don't ever put the water on the computer. That's probably a good tip.
We're getting somewhere
the
now.
The computer, see that big square silver thing on the table? Yep, that's the computer.
Okay, that's not a boombox because I've heard music come out of it.
No, it is not a boombox. That is your MacBook. How you were able to purchase that MacBook, confusing to me, but you have it here, so let's use that.
I went to a movie that was premiering for the first time, and they gave it to me in a bag.
Oh, well, lucky you.
Jobs.
The Jobs movie?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
About two hours long.
Okay. So we're going to open the computer. So you just lift the top.
The top.
The top part. Okay.
Nope, that's okay. Oh, all right.
Okay,
and
yeah.
It's
stuck or it's sticking or it's locked somehow.
It's not locked. You just have to pull harder. Use your...
There's got to be a latch.
No, there's no latch. There's no... You can... Don't try.
Oh, did you try typing in the code?
It's my birthday.
Don't put that in there. Okay, ready? And, you did it. It's open, see?
Okay,
yeah,
you did
I
it.
See.
Yeah.
I see now.
Now, next step, we're going to turn it on.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
I did it.
No, you didn't. You hit the space bar. So
that's the biggest button.
Yeah, it is. But there's a circle in the corner that you're going to hit.
Bluetooth. Activate.
No, it's not how it works. There's a circle right there.
Yeah.
It's like a Ouija board.
I have to
board.
Use like a paper clip.
No, you use your finger and you just drag it over like a Ouija board.
And when
drag
do I apply the juice? When do I apply the juice?
So no, like a don't Ouija put board. The water on it.
Okay. But it needs power.
No, it has power. You just have to hit the button. Okay.
So like a Ouija board, you're not supposed to move it too hard. If I just kind of put it near the button.
No, okay, you're there. Okay. So push it.
Okay, I'm holding it down.
Yep. And is it, did you put?
Okay, it's on.
It's on. Okay, yay, look, the screen. A screen, hooray.
God, it's so bright.
Okay.
Yeah, what can we do about that?
I think it'll be okay. I think, but you need to put in your password.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you... Do you remember your password?
What is it? What is it?
All right.
Is it one of the kids?
This is going to be a second.
Is it one of the kids? Or is it one of the birds? Hayes has rare birds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's got an African gray.
Oh.
Then... Let me try my different bird names.
Okay.
Engineer Sam.
Your bird.
That's name. It.
Oh.
I got it the first time.
Wow. That's very impressive. Okay. So this is going to be a little more complicated. You're going to go onto an internet browser.
Sure.
So there is.
And that's right over here. We put this into the computer drive.
No, don't put the pencil in there. There's a dock on the very bottom of the screen where there's all these icons. You see those icons?
A dock. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of icons on the bottom, and one's going to look like, it's going to say Safari on it. It's going to look like a little, I think it looks like a little watch or something.
Well, you're getting a little close, actually, to the computer now, and this is mine. And so we don't have to, we don't have to do all this touching the computer.
Sorry. Well, you're
that
just not,
a
you,
little much.
You're just whirling the mouse.
No, you're not explaining it so clearly, and okay. it's not totally clear the way you're doing
now,
it.
Okay.
D for doctor.
No. There's just, all you have to do is drag the mouse down to the bottom of the screen.
Please move your hand back.
I just am trying to get you to go to youtube.com.
Okay.
And so
here we go.
No, don't drag you're dragging the computer off the table. Don't do that.
You said to the bottom.
You see the square on the bottom of your keyboard?
I'm sorry. Can we back up? There's no dock on here.
There's a What are you thinking of?
Sitting on the
oh my God!
Baby.
Okay, there is an icon there. Look, I clicked it. Sorry, I clicked it.
Oh.
Okay, well, we'll get the cleaning bill for that.
Great. So now you're going to go into the top of that screen and type in YouTube.com.
Mm-hmm. Top of the screen.
Top of the screen.
Uh-huh.
No, not what you...
And
no,
typed,
you
okay.
And you're tapped. Nope, it's not a touch screen. It's definitely not a touch screen. That's what
the keyboard's... Oh, well, you said to type it on the top of the screen.
I did. That was my bad. So go up into that. See the little white space up there?
MeTube.com.
No, YouTube.com.
That's Here's what I'm one... doing, MeTube.com.
No, okay, it's Y-O-U.
That's you.
Yes, Tube.
GraceTube.com.
No, it's not GraceTube.com. It's YouTube.com.
HayesTube.
No.
One thing, okay, there's an apple on the back of this.
Yeah.
There's an apple on the back of my phone. So why can't I touch the screen on this?
You know, that's a valid question, but this device has been created so you don't have to do that.
Finally, some recognition.
Yeah. So, did you type in, what did you type in?
I typed in EngineerSamTube.com.
Okay, that's not...
That's the password.
It's the password that got you into your computer. But you need to type in YouTube, YOUTUBE.com.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah. There, yay, look at YouTube. Doesn't it look pretty? Have you ever been on YouTube before?
Yeah, of course, a million times.
Okay. Very doubtful, but... So now...
So we just type into this bar...
Yeah.
And we can watch any videos, any of our favorite videos?
Yeah, you can watch all of your favorite videos, and you can register for an account and upload your own videos. Maybe videos of your birds, for example.
Well, let's watch. Do you want to take a second to watch some of our favorite YouTubes?
Yes, my little cousin has been showing me YouTubes.
Okay.
And the advances in these computer videos is just mind-wrecking.
Yeah, I would agree.
And it really just knocks me out. And so, Hayes, I think I...
Yes, you've been sending me some of these YouTubes. They're amazing.
Yeah, I think
amazing.
I emailed you some. They are incredible.
Okay.
I mean, it's like a theater experience in your home, but it's being done completely by amateurs, you know, with just a little elbow grease and initiative.
Yeah.
Do you want to watch one now and then we can talk about
Let's
some
watch
of the videos? Because you know, you're on this.
Yeah. You know, you'll probably know some of these.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
You probably know the people that made them. They're your neighbor or something.
Maybe. But yeah, show me your favorites.
Okay, here's one that we think is really good.
Okay. Okay, this is a full-length movie.
Well, this is just the beginning.
This is an hour and 40 minutes. You're showing me The Color Purple.
It's only 1 hour and 38 minutes.
You're showing me The Color Purple, the entire full-length film on YouTube.
Oh, so you do know this YouTube video.
I know the movie. YouTube videos, you know, for the most part, are like shorter little clips and snippets of things.
Okay, we've seen this. So it'll be like... It'll be broken into like 14 parts.
No. You guys are watching movies on YouTube.
We can watch a different one.
I think that's okay. Let's see. Now this.
Have you seen this one? This is the Banger Sisters.
This is another full.
It's about a woman named Suzette. She's fired from her job as a bartender at the Whiskey A Go Go.
This is a movie.
Time to reevaluate her life at that point, I bet.
This is a movie. You're just showing me movies. You're just showing me movies.
Well, what we like to say is TV is small movies.
TV is small movies. We've always said that.
Okay.
And YouTubes are just computer TVs.
In certain points, yes.
We speak on that.
Computer small movies. Yeah, would you speak on that, please?
Can I speak on computer small movies?
Well, the YouTubes is computer TVs.
Mm. Computer TVs, yeah, in a way they are. But, you know, the new media space that is evolving is not just movies. It's other things outside of movies and television shows.
Well, now, okay. Now, you've been at the center of some controversy of late. You, I believe, claim to have started vlogging, and also Kevin Spacey's claims that he started it with his House of Cards character, the direct-to-camera address.
Vlogging where you've seen it on, like... Malcolm in the Middle, I think they started doing it after Spacey
it after Spacey. Zach Morris used to do it after he saw Spacey doing it.
That's where you turn into the
That's not vlogging.
Camera lens.
That's it. Those are television shows that use a device to get you through the show. Vlogging is not a television show. It's it's a different form of content.
Oh,
because it's on your phone.
Not always on your phone. Sometimes it's on a camera.
Well, it's on Netflix.
No, it's
a lot of these phones have cameras now.
Yes,
that is also true.
My little cousin was showing me some of these pictures that he takes with his camera, and it's just insane.
Well, he's a whiz.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. But yeah, vlogging on YouTube is very different than Saved by the Bell.
Okay, now I disagree. Would you speak on that?
I think I just spoke on it.
Well, specifically what the differences are, if any.
It's almost all completely different. Yes, you do address a camera directly, but it's not based
in a... That sounds like the same thing.
Well, it's not based in a narrative form.
Huh.
And it's...
Is that something to think about for you guys? To really take it to the next level?
I don't know.
Really tell a story so that your viewer cares, can really get involved in the characters.
It's not a character. It's me as me. And it's not fictional.
Mm-hmm. And then you as you.
Yeah.
Are you... commenting on the inner workings of the Senate or politics?
No,
and are
not
they
at all.
Right behind you?
Not at all.
And some of your early vlogs, do they start with "Now watch this"?
No.
Is that something to think about? Because when you think about stakes for what you're doing, when the viewer's watching, they want to know that their
stakes are so important.
It's really very important.
It's so important.
Their steaks are delicious.
Okay, you're okay. Okay.
This is
very funny and you got me pretty good. but I think that you and I, Hayes, and maybe even engineer Sam know.
No, I actually knew what she was talking about the whole time. From the very beginning, from the first time she said it, I knew that she was making a joke, and it didn't fool me even for one second.
Not for one second.
You
knew.
I've been doing this for way too long to be fooled by something like that.
And you saw her sort of wind up for it.
Catch me 20, 30 years ago, you might have been able to get me on something like that. But
nope.
Not today, sister.
Not today. I've learned a lot from you guys today.
Well, we're all, and that's what it is. It's a co-op. It's a sharing community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what YouTube is a community that shares. Yeah, see? It's a collaborative community that supports each other. Unlike traditional media that's a little bit more competitive, YouTube was founded on collaboration as a means to success.
Where you can just email the YouTube guys your ideas and they say, like, we'll take this, this, and this one. And then they give you a budget.
No. Everything is, most YouTubers do everything themselves.
They, YouTubers, I like that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's a
term. You already have a little name for yourself.
Yeah, it's a cute little description of what we are. Everyone kind of, shoots the videos themselves, puts up their own money. Sometimes there are brand deals and financing, but it's mostly just us. Shooting things ourselves and editing things ourselves.
As far as brand deals when they come up, are you comfortable taking an endorsement from a Samsung Galaxy GS4 when you know that it's so fast that it's almost frightening?
Mm-hmm.
Because isn't that possibly a conflict of interest that people could be scared by how fast and user-friendly the Samsung is?
No, I think that would be the reason that I would take that brand deal. If it is a helpful product to promote for the audience, I think that that's a great.
So you're telling me the Samsung is the best phone on the market. Sorry. You're telling me the Samsung's the best phone on the market and that you're 100% comfortable promoting it on your page. I'll take your word for it, and I said it too.
Are you sponsored by Samsung?
No, absolutely not.
No way. I wish we could get a sponsor like that. Although I'd be a little worried about how fast their phone service is.
Oh.
I'll show you how not sponsored we are. I just texted that message into a note, and I can just tap it against Sean's phone, and then he'll get the same message,
and
too.
And now I'm reading it on my phone.
That we are not sponsored by Samsung.
And all I had to do was tap my phone to his.
You both have Samsung phones.
Well, yeah, it's the fastest 4G on the market right now.
Yeah, and earlier when I said there was an Apple on the back of my phone, that was a funny joke for the audience. Now, let's dig into the popcorn gallery, shall we?
Oh.
Should we cue our theme?
Oh.
We have a theme now.
Whoa.
Oh, we do. Somebody made a popcorn gallery theme.
Yeah, this will take me one second.
So sometimes... Normal people don't have access to all the big showbiz movers and shakers that Hayes and I do, so we will give them an opportunity to reach out and ask a question as if they could talk to you.
Okay. That's very generous.
And we call that the popcorn gallery because people eat popcorn at the movies.
I see what you guys did there.
Andy Neese made a theme for the Popcorn Gallery, and so we're accessing the SoundCloud, which is like the sound component of a YouTube. YouTube is like the visual track, and you cut it together with the SoundCloud, and then you get the...
You lay those together. Look who we're telling. I mean, you must have to insert the SoundCloud into your YouTubes all the time.
Fluffy one.
That was Andy Neese's theme for the Popcorn Gallery.
It's a little short.
It's only 33 seconds long.
We are going to play it before every question that we ask. We'll insert it later.
For a theme for a segment that we do within the larger show, I would prefer it to be
4 or 5 minutes.
At least a few minutes longer than that one is. But maybe Andy can take it back to the lab and come up with a different theme for next time that's a little bit better.
Do you have any ideas on things he could add to the songs?
I would suggest maybe a little shorter, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Maybe, taking a minimalist route.
Yeah, maybe a little less anxiety-ridden. A little less panic attack-inducing, maybe.
Here's a question from our listener, Toby Keith Sweat. Grace, how much money do you get paid for an appearance on At Midnight, and how much does that average out per minute of screen time?
Wow, that is a question I have never answered before.
Hey, do we not reach into the Popcorn Gallery anymore because we have the song now?
That's a good question. I think we probably should reach in because that's where we get the questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's
reach. I'm so sorry. We have to reach into the popcorn.
Okay, let's reach into the popcorn bag.
I want this one particular piece of popcorn. Yes.
This is a question from our listener, Toby Keith Sweat. How much money do you get paid, Grace, for an appearance on At Midnight, and how much does that average out per minute of screen time?
Wow, that is a question. You know, I'm not totally sure with taxes taken out and things going to managers, etc. I don't know how to answer that one.
I think the way to do it would be just a dollar figure.
Yeah, you're writing this down. Why are you writing this down? I don't know.
I just like to know how people are doing.
Okay, well, I don't know for sure. I haven't gotten the check yet, so I can't really.
It's just one check.
It's just one check, yeah.
And how big is it about?
They're sort of dicking you around on this one?
I think they're doing their accounting just fine. I just haven't received it yet. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Giving you the high hard one.
Giving you the old hard dick.
Giving you the rope-a-dope. I've seen that.
What's
tough?
Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
Do you get to talk to him before and after the show? Really?
Yeah, he's a very, very pleasant man and is actually a big inspiration in what I hope to do in the new media space.
Hosting after shows?
No. Everything but that.
Here's a question from Matt Cameron. Grace, which... Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
Nom, 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 nom.
I don't understand that.
Here's a question from Matt Cameron. Grace, which A-list Hollywood celebs would you most like to see fail?
Oh, wow. That seems very mean-spirited. And, you know, I really just kind of want everyone to do well. Is that...
Really?
You're shaking your head?
Well, Chris Brown beat Rihanna.
That's true. So maybe him.
You want him to succeed?
I will say Chris Brown.
Everyone except him, you want to
sure.
to see do well?
Why not? Who would you want to see fail?
Well, O.J. Simpson, I personally believe, murdered his ex-wife.
Okay.
And as a result of that, I hope he doesn't do that well in the business. I'd like to see him thrown out of the business entirely.
I believe that his son did it, and that he covered that up. And so I actually want him to be getting in trouble for that, too. And so I want to see him in less movies in 2014.
Okay, I think that's a good New Year's resolution. This part.
This is empty.
Okay.
Here's a question from our listener, Chanson, who actually specifically suggested that we bring you onto the show.
Oh
yeah, and he had requested you.
We said no thanks, and he kept at us, and we're so happy to have you now.
Hey, great.
Here's a question for our listener, Chanson. Grace, is YouTube like being in small movies, or is it like being in real movies, or is it not as good as both?
Did you write this question?
No, this is a question from our listener, Chanson.
Okay.
He lives in Seattle.
Okay.
He's from Seattle. He talks about that a lot.
That's great.
Kind of a mean-spirited guy.
I feel like you wrote this question down. Is YouTube like being in small movies? No, it's...
Is YouTube like being in small movies, or is it like being in real movies, or is it not as good as both?
Or is it not as good as both? YouTube is kind of its own thing. It's really not movies at all whatsoever.
So we give you a movie contract today.
Uh-huh.
And you say, no thanks. It's a three-picture deal that's okay. worth $6 million.
Wow.
And you don't want to do that.
No, I wouldn't say no.
You already did.
Well, I didn't say no.
You already said it's a different thing. You don't want to do it.
I didn't say I didn't want to do it. I just said it's a different thing. In fact, my friends and I did... Oh, you're ripping up...
Smaller pieces, Hayes? At this point, I could still put it back together pretty easily with just some tape, so if you could make smaller pieces out of the contract. And just really shred it into little tiny pieces.
It's getting so small, it's hard to tear.
Yeah, well, you're folding it first. Don't make even lines. Try to make it more jagged.
This seems...
And we'll be throwing these out in multiple separate trash cans, so... If Engineer Sam wants to climb into the dumpster later and try to put it all back together,
will you let us know when you're going to be passing outside the window of the studio when you leave, and so we can kind of dump it out, just sort of a rain of confetti over you as you go.
Yeah, I will.
And then you can give just come back up and give us the confetti.
Okay.
And the three picture deal Hayes was talking about.
Yeah.
Those weren't just pictures, those were movies.
Whoa. Hard to glean. Thank you for clarifying. I really feel like a dick for passing that up.
That's how big a deal it was.
It was huge. It's already so small.
Grace, we're almost out of time. Mm-hmm. Do you have any projects coming up that you'd like to plug on our show? Anything
sure.
that you're really excited about?
Yeah, I actually have a movie to plug.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my friends Hannah Hart and Mamrie Hart and I made a movie called Camp Dakota, and it's going to be released digitally through your computer. So,
oh my god.
Yeah, I used to be
shocked. And then I just bring my computer down to the ArcLight or whatever
and they plug it into the screen.
No,
they have these cables now.
No, you just watch at home on your computer, or you can hook your computer up to your television and watch on your television.
Wow.
I don't own a TV, but maybe I'll go to Hayes's.
Okay. Well, you two, it's coming out on Valentine's Day, so you guys can spend a day together and watch it.
It's like a sort of it sounds like you're saying it's like a 21st century banger sisters, where you're taking those old archetypes and sort of updating them to the
story we all know.
YouTube generation.
But now it's on skateboards or whatever it is.
No, it's no skateboards. Mm. It's just a movie about a girl going back to camp.
From working as a bartender at the Whiskey A Go Go in Los Angeles?
No, not at all.
She gets fired, got to go back to camp,
to see her old friend Susan Sarandon?
Nope. No, Susan Sarandon is not in it.
And Susan's kind of settled down at this point, has a more normal life.
She wouldn't do it?
We didn't even think to reach out to her. But maybe the next one we should.
Yeah, well, it
seems like it would at least raise the profile of the project a little bit.
If Susan Sarandon was in it.
She still has a fair amount of juice.
That's true.
Can you give my computer a little juice, please?
No, stop. Don't put the water on the computer.
Bye.
Is this how you end it?
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.